Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram. Today we're going to be learning about the halachas of tattoos and creating bald spots. This is Siman Kuf Samach Tes 169, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's start at the very top, tattoos. The Torah tells us, Ukasoves ka'aka lo sitnu bachem. You're not allowed to make a kasoves ka'aka, which we translate as a tattoo. What does it mean? So it means to say that it's prohibited a creating a mark or an image that is absorbed permanently and sunken into the skin, making it impossible to erase. That's what's prohibited. How does one violate this prohibition of tattooing practically? So if one makes an incision in the skin, even a very small one, fills with ink or dye, then, or vice versa, one puts the dye on the skin and then makes an incision by it so it falls in, then one transgresses this negative commandment. Is it permitted to apply ashes or similar substances to a wound, even if some of that may be absorbed in the skin and remain there forever? That's allowed for medical purposes because clearly the resulting mark was with the intent of healing and not tattooing. What happens if it won't last forever? So it's still forbidden to etch any ink into the skin, even if it is not permanent. What about etching without the ink? So this is rabbinically prohibited. What about ink without etching? This is allowed on the skin. Why is this asr? So the Radvaz discusses this when commenting on the Rambam, and he makes the observation that it's based on when the Rambam discusses why admission to test to guilt in a capital case is not accepted in court. The Rambam says that that on the one hand it's gzeiras hamelech, it's the rules of God. And the other, as the Rambam says, is because we're worried about a person who has mental health issues, who wants to, God forbid, take their own life, and is too worried to do it themselves, and so they make an admission of guilt falsely, so a Beis Din can do the dirty work themselves, and so we don't admit such testimony into court. The Radvaz commenting on this says the reason is simple, is because the body is not ours. The body is a lease. We're given the material, and the material needs to say our physical, emotional, psychological makeup. That's going to be returned at the end of the day. It's the lease, and we're going to have to be accountable for all the damage created for it. It's a platform for growth. It's a platform for spiritual development. And if we're going to damage it, it's not our right. We don't own it. That's what the Radvaz says. We move into the next topic, which is cutting oneself. The Torah tells us, "Sirat lenefesh lo sitnu b'sarachem." Do not make a scratch for a soul on your skin. You're not allowed to cut yourself or place a bald spot between your eyes for a dead person. Well, so what is this prohibition? So it means to say is that if, God forbid, a person's in mourning and they're in such abject misery, they're suffering so much, what they do is they cut themselves they mutilate themselves in because of the pain. A lot of times when self-mutilation is explained psychologically, is that the pain that a person is in, they need to create more pain in order to feel alive, because they're in such misery, in such pain. The Torah says one's not allowed to do this. Technically speaking, the word gedida and sirita, which are the two separate psukim, will actually mean the same thing. The Torah is emphasizing it once again. And this is prohibited whether the person is the dead person, the loved one, is present or not present as well. Is one permitted to hit oneself when one's angry or upset? So one is not allowed to hit oneself. That might cause the blood to even pool, or like to create a bruise. Even if it's non-grief related, non-death related grief, one's not allowed to do this to oneself. Again, one has to look after oneself. And finally, the last concept is baldness for mourning. The Torah tells us, you're not allowed to create a bald spot. This is where a person rips out their own hair in a sense of grief. So what is the prohibition? So it forbids plucking out hair as a sign of mourning. Even one single hair is considered prohibited. Does the prohibition of making baldness apply for men and women? The answer is yes. Both men and women are not allowed to express this. Why is this? And this is expressed with the pasuk also says, "Bonim atem laHashem alakeichem." You are children to Hashem. We recognize that we are dear, and we also recognize that death is not the end of the road. That the soul is immortal, and when a person passes on from this world, we may not see them or be able to have a conversation with them, but their soul does continue. When a person expresses such deep grief, it's almost as if they're denying the fact that there is din v'cheshbon. They're denying the fact that there is an afterlife, and that in a certain sense is denying the relationship that one has with the Almighty, as if one is saying the here and now is all there really is. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.